And now for today's commentary. Adopt this proposal and U.S. farmers will be able to sell their commodities in every corner of the earth without being undercut by subsidized competition or blocked by high tariffs. The words of U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Dan Gleckman. The proposal was formally presented to the World Trade Organization the last day of June. The plan would set a ceiling on government support for farmers and phase down over time. The objective is to systematically wean farmers from government support all over the world. Well, don't look for the Europeans to jump at that idea. The European farmers are receiving $114 billion of support, which is equal to 50% of their production. The Japanese, South Koreans won't jump for joy either. They receive $60 billion, which represents 74% of their production. Even the U.S. Congress won't be excited by this plan unless the other developed countries buy in and phase down quickly. U.S. farmer support totaled $54 billion in 1999, some 24% of our ag production. Farmers in developed countries are addicted. The farmer supports to be phased out would be only those supports that distort trade. Well, deciding which programs distort trade versus those that do not is not so easy. My judgment, probably most programs distort trade. In the long run, ideally speaking, the American farmer should benefit from such a plan because in a free and open market, we are more competitive. But my reaction is, don't hold your breath. Won't happen anytime soon. And I am John Block from Washington.